Okay, and since I couldn't stop talking because I have a long list of music that I listen to now that is at my disposal, and as I listen to people's podcasts or I listen to other people's playlists on their iPods or get ideas from other people's stuff, I pull new artists or songs that I like and find new and fun artists that I'm kind of more passionate about, and some are just the ones that, yeah, you've heard a billion and one times on the radio, seen them on television, and so on and so forth, or they're artists that you may not have really given a whole lot of time and energy to because you didn't know, and hopefully it's something that may be someone that you're introduced to. So I'll finish off the Pink thing because, yeah, if you don't have the last few albums, then you really need to go out and get them. Or if you're someone who knows me, let me know. I will find a way to get you hooked up. So, Justin Timberlake, I know. He comes from the boy band thing, and he comes from the pop machine of the 2000s, and it's like, why would you be even remotely interested in that? You know, Justin's just got a great voice, and when you tie that to a great producer like Timbaland or the Neptunes, you get real music magic, and that's part of the reason why it's like, you know, I can appreciate Justin and him growing from being part of a boy band like NSYNC, where he was just like the really good voice in a group of people who sang really well, to an artist on his own. So, and the songs that I like from him, not always the stuff that, again, he released. It's stuff that I go out and it's like, oh, he released the song with the soundtrack, or he released the song with this person on their album, and you may have only heard it just because there was that connection, but it was like, oh, you know, he added that little extra to that person's song or that person's album. So, Love Don't Love Me and Goodfoot from the Bad Boy soundtrack, or the Shark Tales, both of his solo albums, awesome and fun, and something that's well worth the time and energy to listen to. Others that I'm loving that I listen to and find a way to add something to one of my playlists, Jason Mraz. His voice is just amazing. Melanie Fiona, Adele, Old School Soul, and both voices just make me happy. Robin, she's kind of like a fun, flirty, dancey Prince for today. I mean, she's just kind of fun, and it's kind of who you're listening to right now. Patrick Stump. I've loved his vibe since he stepped out on his own from Fall Out Boy. So find his stuff on iTunes. And James Morrison. He's a British musician that he's got a soulful, daring sound that's even better than George Michael. And it's got such a lovely feel that it's amazing. So, go out and get it.